This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. If you're feeling bad about yourself and aren't sure why, well, take a look at your Facebook page and Twitter feed. There are about a billion studies out there saying people feel more depressed after looking at social media. Unfortunately, commentator Beth Tytel can relate.
Oscar Wilde once said that a true friend is someone who stabs you in the front. I'd like to update that. These days, a true friend is one who doesn't post a picture of your double chin on Facebook. She always likes your status updates, even when they're annoying. And she retweets your tweets to her thousands of Twitter followers so your clout score doesn't fall. We'd all love a pal like that, wouldn't we? But who has time to think of others when we've got our own online personas to curate? Happy and successful people have always made the miserable feel more miserable. But the upbeat used to have fewer platforms. They struck mainly in person and could only deflate one victim at a time. You were in the most danger at weddings or reunions, where the more fortunate would make you feel lousy about your kitchen or children or lackluster volunteer activities. But before social media, at least you had time to prepare. You could diet, inflate your own resume, not go. Sure, we could step away from our screens, but we just can't. So we carry our phones with us and check in constantly, lest we miss the news of someone's promotion or Nantucket vacation. And every update makes us feel worse. It's like a morphine drip, only in reverse. Give me another hit. So what can we do? I propose a Fairness and Personal Branding Act. For example, every time you post a photo of your family enjoying themselves on a posh island, you must include a disclaimer. Paying for the hotel has caused marital discord, perhaps, or this is the only time little Jaden wasn't pouting. But until we all agree to disarm, I'm going on the offensive. Tomorrow, I'm going to bake organic cookies with my Harvard-bound children, which we're going to eat on our sun-dappled porch after we've saved a wounded bird, cured a disease, and sent money to people in a struggling nation. All while tweeting and uploading photos, of course. Friends, consider yourselves warned.
Beth Tytel writes for the Boston Globe. Her most recent book is called Drinking Problems at the Fountain of Youth. I'm sure she'd love it if you'd friend her on Facebook and follow her on Twitter. Your thoughts on social media depression? Write to us at marketplace.org or, you know, tweet us.